My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Searches are continuing on the farm of Mike Gain near Kenmare as Gardaí continue their murder investigation. The Gardaí continue to work on their theory that Mr. Gain was murdered on Thursday, the 20th of March, which was the last day that he was seen alive in Kenmare. To get the latest, we're joined by Gerry O'Sullivan, presenter of Kerry Today on Radio Kerry. Good morning, Gerry.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, what sort of activity is still ongoing at Mike Gain's farm?
There's a lot of activity going on there. All day yesterday, it struck me observing the numbers of different personnel arriving and the frenetic nature of the work that was taking place on the site, that it was almost the busiest day so far. Certainly the busiest day since this whole thing was, restarted in its intensity on Friday with that initial discovery. So we're here now Wednesday. Tuesday was a very busy day. There was Army personnel from a specialist engineering section of the Defence Forces from Collins Barracks in Cork. They were working in one area of the site, close by a number of excavators who were lifting and sifting through and shaking out mounds of soil and other material. And then the Army personnel were very closely examining and sifting through all of that. Specialist equipment was brought in yesterday as well to help with that process. On another area of the site close to the farm shed, there were members of An Garda Síochána, again, doing a similar thing with implements, with spades, with rakes, sifting through earth at stages. People would stop, a photograph would be taken. Anything of interest that was found was catalogued. So a lot of intense and precise work was going on. And then there was members of the technical teams of An Garda Síochána who were inside the farm shed of Mike Gain and also at other sites around, in and around the farmyard, who were doing their own level of work. And it just, there was numbers arriving all the time, and you got the impression it actually resembled a very busy construction site.
Now,
and there was three excavators on scene as well. So a lot going on yesterday as they searched for any sort of clues.
Were any sign of any further remains being removed? We know a hearse arrived over the weekend to remove what had been found. Any further discoveries that we know of?
No, not as of yet. Nothing that significant. As I said, at stages, something would be looked to have been found and catalogued for further examination. Photographs would be taken, but my understanding is nothing major, I suppose, along those lines would have been found. We don't know for sure because obviously the Gardaí have their own information and they're on the scene. It can be seen from the road But they're the ones close up and they're the ones cataloguing what they're finding. But at the moment, they aren't making any statements.
It's reported that the investigators suspect that a chainsaw may have been used to dismember Mike Gaines' body. And there are a number of such items on the farm.
Yeah, there would be, as there would be in any farm. There would be items like that. I mean, the whole concentration, I suppose, has been from Friday in relation to discovery of human remains. Alongside that, and there's been reporting to this effect over the weekend as well, that there's obviously a search for a suspected murder weapon or perhaps maybe implements that may have been used in relation to what might have happened to Mike Gaines. And I'm conscious as well in talking about that, Pat, that
every bold journey starts with a decision to go. And if you're ready, the Defender is too. This is a vehicle built for more, whether you're heading off the grid or just getting out of town for the weekend. Defender is a true icon, reimagined for a new generation. Its rugged exterior is built from durable materials and tested in the toughest conditions. Inside, it's modern, functional, and refined, with smart storage and premium touches that keep you comfortable wherever the road leads. It's packed with tech, like 3D surround cameras, clear sight ground and rear views, driver assist features, and an intuitive infotainment system. With three models, the Defender 90, 110, and 130, there's a Defender for every kind of adventure, from city streets to remote trails. This is a vehicle that, like you, is capable of great things. Explore the full Defender lineup at LandRoverUSA.com.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
Nearly Home. Isn't home where we all want to be? Reba here for Realtor.com, the pros' number one most trusted app. Finding a home is like dating. You're not just looking for a place to live. You're searching for the one. That's where Realtor.com comes in. Like any good matchmaker, they know exactly where to look. With over 500,000 new real listings straight from the pros every month, you could find your perfect match today. Ranch style with a pool, barn dominium with an in-law suite, Realtor.com's got 'em. Modern craftsman with a big yard and a treehouse out back, Realtor.com will have you saying, yep, that's the one. No more swiping. It's time to start finding. Download the Realtor.com app today, cause you're nearly home. Make it real with Realtor.com.
Pros number one most trusted app based on August 2024 proprietary survey. Over 500,000 new listings every month based on average new for sale and rental listings, February 2024 through January 2025.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and t-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/SXM podcast and use code SXM podcast for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/SXM podcast and use code SXM podcast at checkout.
The family of Mike Gaines and the local area are watching on and listening on, and they'll obviously be very affected by all of this. But that work is continuing. It has to be done. And they're searching in earnest, is what I would say, for anything like that, any sort of implement or, you know, alleged murder weapon that may have been used in this in order to try and find them, find the information or find the clues they need to link and put in the jigsaw, I suppose, put the jigsaw together of what happened to Mike Gaines.
It's reported this morning that there is frustration and anger among some locals over the Garda's handling of the missing case at the beginning, and that it took so long to determine that, first of all, he was probably dead and therefore to escalate the investigation.
Yeah, look, there's a combination of emotions, really. It's been a very difficult 8-week period for, obviously, the Gaine family and for everybody in the wider Khmer community. There's been a level of pressure and a level of incredible upset and bewilderment and puzzlement in relation to it. And what's happened since Friday, you know, naturally it raises questions, legitimate questions, about the level of searching going on now, the level of searching and how that was conducted in the early stage of this investigation, and why this level of searching wasn't done in the early stages or maybe more sustained. Again, obviously the investigating team and the Gardaí have more information than anybody else in relation to that. But there's been obviously huge amounts of media attention, huge amounts of speculation, some really unhelpful stuff online from early on that have really affected people here in Kenmare and affected the family in particular, where speculation just runs rampant with no control whatsoever in terms of what people are alleging and saying. And that's all added into the mix of, I suppose, the sadness at what happened on the weekend and the removal of the remains, of some of the remains of Mike Gaine and the horse leaving the farm. The effect that his friends, his close friends as well, has just been really terrible. And overall, the length of time this investigation has gone on, the twists and turns of it have all led to a lot of, you know, sadness and anger and just the shock that someone so well known, someone so well liked from a hugely well respected family just disappeared. And all that's flowed from that has been, it's been very tough on everybody.
Now, the investigators hope that they might get some DNA of the perpetrator on anything they find. But because it's been so long and because of the nature of what happened in the disposal of the body with the slurry and so on, that DNA is probably very likely to be totally degraded if it ever existed.
Yeah. And you'd have to ask questions and wonder about that. All right. It's obviously something for the microbiologist. And there was some reporting as well that the Gardaí are going to be liaising with chemical experts and microbiologists in relation to that element of it. And there would be obviously a hope that what was recovered will be of strong evidential value for the Gardaí. But yeah, given the length of time, given the conditions the remains are reported to have been in, then there would be questions about, you know, how much will be ascertained and how much evidential value will be taken from what was found. That would be a key question that can only be answered, I suppose, by the pathologists.
Finally, I think there is some dismay that the individual who was brought in for questioning and released after the mandatory 24-hour period, a little bit more because of rest hours, that man has been free to go. And it's reported that he has a network of friends, a support network in another country, in another jurisdiction. And were they to seek to question him again, he might be beyond their reach.
Yeah, that line was reported yesterday, Pat. But from indications I've gotten from sources, it appears that scenario is unlikely as of yet. The scenario I'm understanding from it is that he's unlikely at this point to leave the jurisdiction and is not considered a flight risk.
Gerry O'Sullivan, presenter of Kerry Today on Radio Kerry. Gerry, thank you very much for joining us.
No problem, Pat.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
I'm Cindy Lauper with fellow Cosentyx advocate, Chef Michelle Bernstein.
We'll share our experiences with plaque psoriasis, with psoriatic arthritis, and Dr. Panico will talk about the possible connection.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur.
Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com/Cindy.